The original plan for Brook Park hadn't actually factored into the civil's swing because of the fact the consultation hadn't picked it up. So the original budgets and the original designs didn't include it. But the families of children, for example, with disability issues had raised this, and as a result of that, council has now gone back and found new monies. We're looking forward to the update coming from council around what exactly they're going to install. They have to obviously scope that out in terms of the type of facilities that are available out there that are being manufactured. We know we have, because of the move yesterday at committee, opened the door for this to be installed. So this will all be in place when the park's open later in the year.
A swing is something taken absolutely for granted by most people in a playground. The idea of having a swing that's actually accessible to young children in wheelchairs, it would be really, really important for them.
Absolutely. And as we said, in terms of disabled access and all of that, council, I think, is being as proactive as possible to make sure that both Brook Park and play facilities in general that are designed in the future will incorporate as much as possible designs that will allow people with family members that have disabilities to have the same enjoyment and same access as people who don't have those issues. So it's absolutely key that council has seen to be forward planning in terms of issues like this. And I think Brook Park now will be the prototype for this going forward in the future.